You do it live.
Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and we all made it. I'm so happy that we're all here. I'm especially happy at this gentleman right here, because he's wearing a nice hoodie. He's wearing a nice hoodie, and when you wear a nice hoodie, you make my day. That made no sense. Welcome to the show. I realized today that I've been doing stuff like this since I was 18 years old. I'm applying for jobs right now. When you apply for jobs, you go on your Gmail and you search resume because, God forbid, you actually write something new. So I Googled myself. I went to my Gmail, I searched resume. I forgot that I did a zine. I used to do a zine. And does anyone know what a zine is? That's okay, I'll tell you. You wonderful patronizing crowd. A zine is a publication that you make and you steal copies from Office Max, Office Depot, because they used to have the honor policy and you write down how many copies you stole. And then you would staple them and you'd pass them out to people who would never read your writing because it doesn't really warrant people reading your writing. You just do it. And then you're part of the zine community, right? And then how do people find out about your zine? Well, you do readings. You do readings in bars that you just don't belong in because you're 18. And you go in the back of bookstores and read, and no one's interested because they want to look at the softcore porn because they're not really a good enough man to go to a real porn shop. You do readings in front of these people for no reason. And I forgot about the conviction I had. I was so angry, still angry. I was so, I really believed in what I wrote. And I can't tell you one thing I wrote. I've forgotten all of it. I loved Bad Religion. And because I loved Bad Religion at 17, I was right about everything. And I didn't know if you knew this, but if I was president at 17, there'd be no problems. If I could only remember one of those things, we could actually move forward. But I started drinking and realizing it's not really smart to be angry and political in the Midwest because, come on, I'm not that like corrupt yet. By the way, congratulations, Rahm Emanuel. I will be corrupt as fuck if you want me to. That's not a joke, everybody. Honestly, if you have a job in politics, I will take it and run with it. I don't even know what that means, but I will ruin someone's life for my own benefit. I know how this city works. It's a fantastic city. I'm talking about Washington, D.C. That's a shout-out to the home crowd. No, cheap applause are the best applause. And I used to do the zine. And I forgot I did the zine for good reason. I never really fit in into the zine scene. The zine scene is no different than the punk scene or the goth scene or the metal scene. There is a uniform. It doesn't really matter if you're wearing a suit, Abercrombie and Fitch, because that was popular the time I was doing zines, t-shirt, a punk rock t-shirt. No, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is you don't ever wash those clothes. And that's why I didn't really fit in the zine scene. I washed my clothes a little bit, maybe the right amount. Like, I smelled enough to fit in. Like, I was one of those guys that, like, didn't go home for... Really? Now I'm in an earthquake. Go. Thanks, producer. Are we still doing this? Are we still... This is like a girl talk show, by the way. This is the talk show version of a girl talk show. Thank you so much. All right. I feel like I should do some Reggie Watts type of humor that's not really humor. I love Reggie Watts, but come on. Is it really funny? I don't know. It's very good. Is it funny? Why? Maybe you just read too many books and that's what you think is funny. I never fit in the zine scene, so I stopped doing zines. Really, I stopped doing zines because I got a girlfriend. And the only reason why you should ever do zines is to have sex with very smelly girls. And I never really took advantage of that, so I just stopped doing it. And then someone said bummer, and I completely agree. God forbid my stuff isn't falling off and crusting off. I know a lot of people that whose like penises have just crusted off. It is possible. If you're an anarchist and put that in print and pass it out and change your last name to something like Cynic, your dick will fall off. That's a quote. That's a shout out to our friend Aaron Cynic in Chicago, who is listening right now via podcast. Hello, Aaron. We're doing that, by the way. We're doing shout outs in podcast form. So I come into Washington, D.C., and I realize this is the same as the zine scene. This is the exact same thing as the zine scene. In the zine scene, people would wear like really cool clothes and talk about very interesting things, but they were like 5 years ahead of everyone else. They were 5 years ahead of Urban Outfitters, and now you see their shit. And in Washington, D.C., everyone dresses like they're 5 years behind everything. So sooner or later, like, it's the... Like, you will... finally meet at Urban Outfitters, except that one thing will be brand new and one thing will be 10 years old. And that's the same, and that's okay. And I feel like if I just meet the right person, if I find the right corrupt politician, this, by the way, this is my job interview for any possible employers, I will do it. I no longer have qualms. I no longer listen to Bad Religion enough. And because of that, I'm more than willing to sell out. So in the fashion of Real Big Fish, I hope tonight that we can all sell out together. And by the way, the sellout video by Real Big Fish, amazing. I highly recommend it. For some reason, I think there's a Taco Bell reference. That just could be wishful thinking. Holy shit, DC, where are your Taco Bells? We end this show at midnight. My girlfriend and I are like, well, she's a much better person than I, but I'm always like, look at the Taco Bell, this could be so good. Because it is so good at midnight. It's only good at midnight. It's only good in the AM hours between midnight and regret. And it's brilliant. But we can't find that here. Instead, we have like this weird murderous Pizza Hut, and like, it's not the same. And I don't want a personal pan pizza unless I have a Book It sticker. And that's a reference to our second guest tonight, by the way, and we'll see if she figures it out. When I wrote this at home and when I went over this, there was a big like minute segment about the AIDS quilt and about, I have no idea how that relates now. So instead of backtracking and trying to figure out what the hell I'm talking about, let's just introduce our guests for the evening. We have a fantastic show tonight, and it makes me very happy that we're doing our last Thursday show at the Looking Glass with this fantastic group of people. We have the editor-in-chief of the DCist, Aaron Morrissey. Please put your hands together for Aaron Morrissey. We have one of my absolute favorite stand-up comedians, because she's female. We have Hillary Buckholz, everybody. Please put your hands together for Hillary Buckholz. And we have music from Drawbridges. Please put your hands together for Drawbridges. Our co-host slash house band for the evening is the lovely Sadie. Sadie is in Drawbridges. Just about a day ago, I was like, by the way, you're the co-host tonight. So she's going to play gorgeous violin, something that I can never do. So without further ado, everybody, please put your hands together for Sadie.
That happened.
Sadie, that was amazing. Make sure it's on. Make sure it's on. There we go.
It's on?
There we go. Could you hear Sadie, everybody?
Hello.
Sadie, two questions. One, why did you agree to say yes to doing this?
I thought it sounded fun.
It does sound fun. Did you ever think in all of your years of classical violin training it would just come to being the co-host in a talk show in a bar?
That's always what I had in mind.
That's fantastic. Do you enjoy playing violin?
Yes, I love playing violin.
Why?
Why? It gets all the guys.
Does it?
It does.
You like smart guys, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm dating a flautist who's a nuclear engineer.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah, I really am. I'm not that smart to think
it's
that up.
True.
It's true. Well, I have nothing funny to say about that other than being insulting, and I don't want to do that tonight. So, Sadie, thank you so much. Will you play on our first guest?
Will I what? Play on your first guest? Sure, I got to put down this mic.
You seem... Are you nervous?
No.
No, she said no, everybody. Thanks for not being nervous like this show means anything to you. Coming to the stage, please put your hands together for the editor-in-chief of the DCist, Aaron Morris, everybody. Aaron Morris. I can't believe that she's playing violin between segments. Thank you so much for doing this.
Ah, man, that was fantastic. I've never been played on by a violin before. So
I have never either. I feel like I shouldn't swear or anything.
Yeah, we should really keep it classy.
Let's try to do that, and that's not really a joke.
Yeah. Actually, by the way, before we start, I was in the lit mag scene when I was in college.
Were you really?
Yeah, we didn't have any sex either. So, yeah, if you want to talk
Where'd
about
you
that
go to school?
More, The University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Really? A blue-collar city lit scene wasn't having sex.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. I listen to a lot of Bad Religion, too. I think that might have had something to do with
What's your favorite Bad Religion song?
Song? I don't
Fine
know.
Fine album.
I actually like the newer stuff. The Process of Belief
That's
is a really good
my favorite.
Record. Of course, you could always go back into like the awkward early 90s Bad Religion when like they got through their 80s punk mm-hmm. stuff, right? And then they went through like a 15-year period where no one gave a damn.
No, The Great Race is a great record. By the way, this
well,
is
yeah. No one, still no one gave any.
Suffer is a great record. By the way, this is a Bad Religion podcast.
Suffer was like 1989. Come on. I was like five.
So you were a lit major?
Well, no, I was in the English program, but...
Do you have a degree?
Yeah, yes, I do.
What is it in?
It's in creative nonfiction, which basically is a fancy way of saying nothing.
Have you ever used your degree?
For, like, kindling?
Anything.
No, I mean, it was nice that when I first came to D.C., I started temping, and they were like, do you have a degree? And I was like, yes. And then they gave me a temp job.
What was your temp job?
It was filing and, you know, all that administrative
nonsense. Do you miss your temp job?
No. Not at all.
Maybe you just took it for granted.
Maybe. Yeah. It was nice to have, like, you know... an office. That was kind of fun.
But now you don't have an office.
No, I have a couch.
You have a couch.
Yeah. And a desk.
You actually make your living for being the editor-in-chief of DCist.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier.
You know that that's insane, right?
Yeah, it's really insane. I don't know why they gave me the ability to do that.
How long have you been writing for DCist? How many times could I say DCist this interview?
Yeah, we could say it like a lot more if we could fit it in.
We could say it a lot more.
Like every couple seconds, that'd be great. I wrote there for a long time. I covered everything under the sun. I covered Metro. I went and did restaurant reviews, which was terrible because it's bloggers. I don't know if you noticed, but bloggers they don't have like an expense account.
No.
Like I was reading this the other day. The guy for the Washington Post, Tom Sietsma, uh-huh. who's like their head food critic. He spends $70,000 a year on food.
Is food another word for cocaine?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that... I don't know what he was based... He did say some of it was for personal use. So, I mean, I've had meals in D.C. that are kind of like cocaine.
What is a good cocaine-type meal?
Well, like, I mean, you've been to Ben's, right?
Ben's Chili Bowl?
Yeah.
No, I'm not a tourist. I don't go to Ben's.
Well, that's ridiculous, because you should go to Ben's.
Fine. Besides writing about food and not having expenses, what was your favorite stuff to write about?
I don't know. I mean, I kind of had this sadomasochistic relationship with Metro, right? Where, everything is so horrible.
Okay.
That it's a lot of fun to just rag on it all the time. Even though it's completely miserable stuff to write about.
So do you like doing it?
Sure, yeah. It's great.
When did you become the editor-in-chief?
Last summer, in June.
What has changed since then?
I don't know. I mean, we're writing more, and we got a bunch of new stuff coming down the line. We got a redesign that's going to come in.
Is that for all the IST sites?
Yeah, the one up in New York, the big
Gotham
boys.
Gotham IST.
The big boys. Yeah, they just rolled it out a couple weeks ago.
So. Are you happy you're in D.C.?
Yeah, I love D.C.
Why do you love it?
I don't know. It's so dysfunctional, and it's kind of like, you know, that... girl that you date when you were in the Lit magazine and you had no sex with?
What was the name of the girl you dated at the Lit magazine that you didn't have sex
with?
That
was, you know what, that was just an analogy.
I don't think it was. I think that was a callback to your personal life.
No. I wish it was. It would have been actually meaningful.
Did you date anyone when you were in the Lit scene and
when I was at school there, I had a long-distance relationship. I still live with my girlfriend.
Is it the same girl?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Where's Sarah tonight?
She's going to be very excited that we're talking about
Where's
her.
Sarah?
She's at the Lady Gaga concert. Which, you know, so I have Sarah, to say thanks for booking me.
So Sarah doesn't love you.
Well, she loves Lady Gaga.
Why didn't you want to go to... No, I love everyone here and I love the crowd. I kind of want to be at Lady Gaga. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, why not?
I would have guest hosted for you. That's...
You want to take a? Do you have a ticket? Do you have a ticket you can give me?
No, I don't.
Then don't.
You know,
offer
actually,
me that.
This is actually a pretty funny story. Lady Gaga apparently is very stingy with her press coverage.
Why shouldn't she be?
Well, isn't her whole thing like we're artists and we're a collective?
No matter what, she's gonna get written about. She's not a struggling artist.
Well, I know, rich. But, you know, isn't she, you know...
She's rich.
Well, yeah, she's rich.
She's rich, and I love Lady Gaga because she's ugly as shit. And, no, let's be honest, she's very, very ugly, and she likes to wear fancy dress. And that makes her great. And she's rich. I love rich people, by the way.
Yeah.
I hate poor people. I hate myself. I look in the mirror. I just think of dollar signs and how low they are.
I'm kind of reversing things here, but would you listen to a Lady Gaga Bad Religion collaboration?
No. I actually promoted the first Lady Gaga album for a job of mine.
Really?
My girlfriend and I put it in the CD player, and it was awful. This is before we saw anything.
Yeah.
Now that we've seen the videos and we watch RuPaul's Drag Race, she's one of our favorite artists.
Yep.
It's a visual component.
Yeah, that's a very frightening show, by the way.
Do you watch Drag Race?
It's really disturbing.
Why is it disturbing? By the way, this is a Drag Race / Bad Religion tribute show.
This is, it's I don't know, it's just a little strange. I mean, it's just something about it.
So you think...
I love drag queens.
A competition show about drag queens featuring RuPaul is strange.
Yeah, I just don't get it. Like, where are they going? Although I will say, the one thing I really like about that show is the prizes they give away.
The prizes are very, very small. They give like away a bottle of Absolute vodka and a $2,000 cruise.
Or they give you like a $1,000 gift certificate to
get wigs.
Yeah, wigs.
It's fantastic.
Or prosthetic breasts.
If you were a drag queen, what would your name be?
Oh man, I don't know.
See, I asked the hard hitting questions.
Holy cow, that's ridiculous.
What's your favorite? Who's your? I just want to talk about Drag Race now, but I realize I'm not interviewing.
You know, we don't blog enough about Drag Race.
Do you? Why don't you blog? Is there a good DC drag scene?
Well, we do. I mean, there's always the annual one that they have the high heel race.
Talk more about the high heel.
Well, so they run around. I forget what street it is. 17th Street. Thank you. And it's an all day thing, and all the politicians come out and they throw beads, and it's a hell of a good time.
Have you been?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
When is this?
What is? I mean, it's just a. It's
no. When is it?
When is it? It's around Halloween.
Halloween? That's so far away.
Yeah, well, you gotta wait for.
Can
stuff
I
right
convince
here.
DC is to do a drag race thing just to have fun with for me?
Are you gonna be there?
I'll be there watching and enjoying myself.
Are you gonna be in the?
No, I was trying to think if I can't be a drag queen. I can't shave well enough.
Yeah. Well,
I want to be a drag queen. I really do. I just don't have it in me.
You know, we would do it if you just have to.
So all it would take for DC. DC is to organize a drag competition is for me to say I will be a drag queen.
Sure.
I will be a drag queen. Now do it.
Okay,
that's
well,
fantastic.
It might take a little more than that. But
I'm relatively new to this city. What should I know about DC? You're a pro.
What do you want, the rosy?
No, I want the realistic. I mean, I want the best cheap eats. I want the best music. I want the best not touristy shit.
The best cheap pizza?
No, the best cheap eats.
Oh, cheap
general.
Eats. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Right now, it's there's a lot of kind of blooming going on in the neighborhood. You know, neighborhoods around D.C. There's a lot of new places to check out, so that's really a positive. I mean, H Street is really great. I don't know. Like, we're getting all this media attention all of a sudden for being super hip, which is kind of strange.
Is D.C. hip?
I think we're pretty great, but I wouldn't say we're hip.
Okay.
Yeah, we're hip.
Nah, I don't know. Well, what makes us hip? I want to hear what this
I
lady
think that
say.
The lady that just heckled our guest and our guest should fight with fists in the middle of a room because nothing sounds better on an audio-only podcast like a fist fight that's not mic'd correctly.
Well, we could fight like, you know, on the internet comments.
No, not comments. Fists. Fight like real human beings, not like people now. What would you be doing if this was 20 years ago? Would you be temping?
Well, I'd be... six.
You'd be what?
I'd be six.
What the hell is wrong with all these guests? It's obviously not meant to be what were you doing at six. It's like if there's no internet, you internet editor-in-chief, what would you be doing?
Probably nothing.
Nothing.
I'd probably be unemployed.
Would you be unemployed?
I mean, I'm borderline unemployed right now.
That's fantastic. How much money do you make?
How much money do I make?
Yeah.
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
I make more than the median.
What's the median?
I make more than $32,000 a year.
Holy shit, fuck you! That's awesome, good job!
Is $32,000 really that much? Did you
for
know this
me,
guy?
Is.
Let me. Did you see the whole thing about the guy getting fired today?
Who got fired?
This guy, Suleiman Brown, who ran for mayor and got 209 votes in the last election, but he basically just was stumping for Vince Gray, who is the current mayor.
Okay.
And he was hired at this agency and he for a $110,000 a year job, and people found out about it and weren't too pleased.
Could you help me get that job?
No. I can give you a job for free at DC is.
What's the perks?
It's pretty fun.
What's the perks?
Well, you could cover whatever you'd like. Drag races, perhaps.
I might take you up on that.
I think you should.
By the way, thanks for making the girl that heckled you walk. That was fantastic.
Oh, she left?
Yeah, she just left.
She's going to make fun of me on the internet.
She's
going to
comment the shit out of you.
I know. I can't wait until tomorrow morning.
All right, Aaron. We're going to end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. I need you to pick a number between 3 and 253.
148.
148. Why 148?
I don't know.
All right, fantastic. 148. We're retiring the questions this year, so I rip them out of the book. If you knew that by cheating, you could win an important competition for your school and be a hero, would you? Wait. Pretend you were sure you wouldn't get caught.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's high school, right? Who remembers what you do in high school?
Me.
What did... Really?
Yeah.
What did you...
I made my zine! Callback!
Callback!
Do I get a plug here?
Yeah, let's plug some shit.
All right, March 15th and 16th, we're having a photo exhibit at Longview Gallery.
No, wait. Let's give this the time it deserves.
Okay.
The DCist had this fantastic photo competition... and it's a lot of different photographers all around the city and the nearby areas. And I looked at some of the work, and it's absolutely fantastic. And I really encourage everyone to go to this. Where is it at?
It's at Longview Gallery.
Longview Gallery. And here's the good
thing.
If you can't make it to Longview Gallery, what can you do?
We have a magazine this year.
Exactly.
The DCist is in print, everybody.
Yes. With the 5th anniversary, it's $25, or you can get a digital copy for $5.
There you go.
All the stuff's on our site, dcs.com, so go check it out.
If you're a broke hipster and you're not really sure if I'm really an artist or not, this is what you do. You buy the $5 copy, you print it out, you put it on your walls, you say, I did that, and you have sex with all the smelly people you want. And that's what you do if you're from D.C. Aaron, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure.
Without further ado, Sadie, everybody.
Believe that you're doing this. Everybody's Sadie, everybody. All right. Coming to the pseudo stage is one of the funniest women in DC. She's also... Okay, that's inappropriate, everybody. After violin like that, you're going to howl? Really? That's what we're doing now? We were raised in an NPR-funded barn, everybody. Coming to stage, please put your hands together for Hillary Buchholz, everybody. Hillary Buchholz.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Sadie. So classy. I feel so classy. And now I'm going to tell some your mama jokes. You guys ready for that? Your mama's so fat. I'm really worried about her. Is she fat enough for that surgery yet? She should check with her insurance provider. You guys like jingles? I like jingles a lot. There's some good local jingles. There's At Easter Motors. You guys know that one? Your job, job. I held the mic out to the audience for those listening. I like that one. I also like the 588-2300 Empire. And then there's Sleepies for the rest of your life. I like that one too. But I don't know about you guys. Whenever I hear that, I think I hear Sleepies for the rest of your life. Like, and that's not very uplifting. It's like, Sleepies, you're going to die in this bed. Sleepies. is this is your deathbed. Sleepies, I don't have an end to this joke yet. I don't. I recently got an iPhone. You guys ever heard of that thing? Woo! Yeah, you like that thing? I downloaded the Oprah application for my iPhone. That's Oprah announcing your incoming call. So now, yeah. So now when my mom calls, it's your mother. That's how I know it's mom. But it got kind of boring after a while, so I changed everyone's names to celebrities. So now my mom calls, it's John Travolta. It's pretty fun. You guys like Oprah? Woo! Yeah, you better. She can hear everything. She watches over us. The black Santa Claus. you guys been watching the Oprah Network, the new OWN Network? No? No, you should, because it's amazing. But I'll save you some time. It's Oprah and Gail making a breakfast smoothie. It's about an hour. And then it's Maya Angelou. She's sitting by a fire. She's just sitting. She's rocking. And then it's 23 hours of Cocker Spaniels. Just frolicking Cocker Spaniels. I do. I really like Oprah. I've always been obsessed with her. I just feel like she's so real. Like, she's a millionaire and all that stuff, but I can just, like, relate to her so much. She's always fucking struggling. You know, she's always struggling with her weight. She's gaining weight and losing weight, and I can relate to that. I'm always trying to lose some LBs, some LBJs. It's like a thing, you know? It's like a thing. I was a fat kid in the 80s. Yeah, where my fatties at? Whereas I like to think of myself a pioneer of childhood obesity. Just paving the way for the future fatties of America. One Hostess snowball at a time. Yeah. Those things are delicious. Are you guys familiar with the t-shirt over the bathing suit in the swimming pool look? Yeah? You're welcome. Thought that one up. I get kind of upset because I just feel like fat kids today don't know how good they have it. Like back in my day, like you can get fancy fat kid clothes. You can get like cool fat kid clothes. You know, you can just like go into any Hot Topic, pick up a size XXX skinny jean. You know, back in my day, you had the Sears men's department. Yeah. Where all little sweeties get their pants. Right, Mom? I remember asking my mom what the word husky meant. And she told me that it was French for adorable. But I get genuinely upset about the obesity epidemic with children. I just feel like, you know, you could just see it everywhere. Kids are getting fatter and fatter. Younger and younger ages. I keep waiting to turn on the news to hear them announce the latest epidemic, prenatal obesity. Doctor, I think it's twins. No. No, it's not. That's just one fat fucking fetus you got there. How can I tell? You see it swimming around in there? You see the outline of the t-shirt? That's how you know. It's not his hand, that's a hot wing. Yeah. Right above the Taco Bell wrappers. I am totally obsessed with food. I don't know if you could pick up on that. I'm obsessed with food, but I'm not a foodie. Any foodies? Little Tom Siestimas in the house? Little Tom Siestas in the house? You guys like foodies, you love food, you just like want to take it out and respect it, show it a good time. I want to do bad things to food, you know? Like, I want to, like, lure food into my van, you know? Like, lock food in my basement, you know? Like, that kind of scene. Like, a Silence of the Lambs kind of scene. It's like, shh, they're there, little Debbie. Shh. With like the menacing stroke of the face. What else are we going to talk about? Friends. What else do we have to talk about with my friends? Foo. We talked about foo. We talked about foo. Oh. This is a good... I'm a good little combo because I hate working out and I'm obsessed with food. So, gentlemen, let's get inactive together. Let's just sit around and do nothing and talk about what we're going to eat. But... or what we ate, but I'm really proud of myself because I just started taking a Yogilates class. That's a combination of Pilates and eating frozen yogurt. So it's a start for me. There's so certain foods I know I can't eat like in any kind of sane amount or safe amount, so I avoid them completely. And one of those foods is cake. It's birthday cake, especially. I can't fuck with it. So I office birthday parties are pretty fun, considering. Did you get some cake? Did you try the cake? Do you see there's cake? Did you get some cake? Did you see the email about cake? Do you want some cake? Did you get some cake? There's red velvet cake. Did you get some cake? You want some cake? There's cake in the conference room. Did you get the email about cake? Karen made cake. Do you want some cake? Did you get some cake? Want some cake? Yeah, Gina. See, the thing is, I don't want a little cake. I want it. Yeah, I want to eat cake forever. So I think I'll pass. Seriously, like, this is how much cake I want. For example, you take an empty swimming pool, fill it with cake batter, just bake it in the sun, bring in a cement truck filled with icing, cover it up, you know, rain down some funfetti sprinkles on that shit from a helicopter in the sky. Then I want to swim in it till I die. How many points would that be, Gina? just two? How many points would that be? That's all I got for you guys. Thank you so much. You guys are super duper. Super duper.
Hillary Buckets, everybody. Oh, yeah.
Let's read a book. Let's read a book and drink some brandy. Or fall asleep? I don't know. Sadie, I remembered where I remembered you from. Where? I think. We have a friend in common, Rachel? Rachel?
Rachel Saslow.
Rachel Saslow. And we did a read, like a writing
workshop. Stop. Where's Rachel tonight?
Oh, she just moved back to D.C., I think.
Yeah.
So where's Rachel?
Where is Rachel tonight?
She's not that good a friend.
So she's dead to me.
She's a terrible friend, and she's dead to us. Moving on.
Sadie, that was amazing. I don't know about you, Hillary. Whenever I hear that violin and I'm sitting here and I could like reach whiskey, I feel like I can murder anyone and get away with it.
Yeah.
That's how dictators are formed. It's just whiskey nearby and a violinist.
And a violin.
You just can rule the world.
It's a good plan.
Do you have diabetes?
No, not yet.
Do you? You're not fat, by the way. To the listener at home, this is not a fat woman in the least.
Do I sound skinny? My voice sounds really skinny.
No, the fact that you could form a sentence makes you sound not skinny. No offense. That was a knock to skinny people who don't listen to podcasts anyways.
Did you just burn skinny people?
I did. I sock at two of them. I can't even pronounce the word. Fuck it. Okay.
No, diabetes is the real deal. There's the fat people diabetes, and then there's like the kid diabetes.
Yeah. I had a friend that had kid diabetes, and I was jealous of him because he lost like 30 pounds. His name is Guy Calcagno. He's a firefighter in Westchester, Illinois, and he's on the Chicago. I'm sorry. He's part of the Chicago Fire Department's calendar. He's one of those guys, topless, Vaseline everywhere, firefighter pants on the WGN Midday News every year because that lucky motherfucker got diabetes.
Vaseline everywhere.
It's bullshit. I love the guy, but he's an idiot. He can't form a sentence well. His name is Guy. That's not a joke. His last name is his name is Guy Calcagno or Sopranos Extra, one or the other.
Sopranos Cannoli.
It's awful. He's a great guy, by the way. Hello, Guy. You don't know how to use a computer, so you're obviously not listening to this show.
You're dumb.
Why did you start doing stand-up?
Why did I start doing stand-up? I don't know. I was always like a, you know, I wasn't like a super-duper comedy nerd at the records and everything, but like I would go upstairs like after dinner and watch the half-hour comedy hour and all that stuff with like Judy Gold and Paul Prevenza and like Laura Keitlinger.
Yeah, Laura Keitlinger is totally different than Judy Gold.
They were on the same, they were, it was all that stuff like in the, I don't know, I was like that stuff. My biggest like comedy obsession when I was little was Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel!
Hooray for Howie Wood. It was a special that he did on Showtime.
Did
My
you enjoy Bobby's
taped it.
World?
I wasn't into it by the time it rolled around.
How was Bobby's World different than Life with Louie, the Louie Anderson television show?
I thought they were the same show.
Fantastic. Hillary does a blog that most of you in here might know. Is say the name right.
It's I'm Remembering! Exclamation point.
It's fantastic. It's great, and it's totally fun.
I also hope that it's a little bit sad.
Why? Well, let's describe what it is. It's a blog about 80s pop culture.
Yeah, it's like pictured, it's like photo-driven, yeah. And it's...
But it's not mean. It's not Vice.
No.
It's very not mean.
There's nothing mean about it. It's just like pictures of toys that you played with and like screenshots of shows or movies that you saw,
yes,
or just random kind of things. But it's not like hack nostalgia. It's not like the Smurfs. It's like here were the Smurfs bed sheets that you,
yes,
slept on every
specific
night of your life.
Why is that sad?
I find it sad because it's like in a way, because it's like you can never go back sad. You know what I mean? It was like it was so pure and real and you can never have it again. That's why I kind of feel like it's sad. A little bit sad. There's a poignancy I think.
Do you miss childhood?
I miss the simplicity of it.
Yeah.
That's what I miss.
Should we read passages from The Catcher in the Rye? No one else likes that. Moving on.
Do you have The Catcher in the Rye with
No,
you?
Because I'm not going to murder pop superstars.
I want to read passages from your zine.
My zine?
Is that... Oh.
That's how, to pronounce
that's
it?
How out of that scene I was. When you guys were talking about that, you were like, Literary Magazine and Bad Religion. I was like, Paula Abdul and Malted Milk Balls.
I had a huge crush on Paula Abdul.
She was in that Cold-Hearted Snake video?
Yeah.
Oh, it was that in the Rock the Cradle of Love video?
I don't know if you featured this on your blog.
Give
is it a blog or a website?
Blog. We can call it a blog, yeah.
Do you remember Magic Johnson Fruit Snacks?
I just posted about Magic Johnson Fruit Snacks.
One of the Magic Johnson Fruit Snacks was a little thing of the Laker girls.
Oh.
We used to collect the little Laker girls and call them Paula Abduls. And by the end of the year, like me and three of my friends had like 30 of these miniature Paula Abduls.
I think the Paula Abdul one gave you AIDS.
Good.
Yeah,
it's good.
This
I can't
is red,
top that.
Because it's red. It was in the shape of a
it
blood cell.
It was red, actually.
It's more likely she gave you benzodiazepines.
Oh. Burn.
Benzo's in the house.
To me or to Paula? I can't tell.
To
right
Paula.
What's the goal?
Of the blog?
No, for your life.
Oh,
what's
my,
your dream?
Of my life?
Yeah, life.
What's the dream? Living the dream. I don't live in the dream. Not leaving the apartment very often. I don't know, kind of like snacking. Snacking
what's
out.
What's your favorite snack?
Oh, there's so many favorite snacks.
What 80s snack needs to be brought back?
Oh.
Is it the diet candy AIDS?
No. What 80s snack needs? It's such a good question. I don't know. There's sort of a ridiculous 80s snack, which was like the big stuff. Wait, did I miss something? Because I was talking about snacks.
No, you just said that's a great question.
It is a great question. We could talk about this for a very long time. There was something called the Big Stuff Oreo. It was like an Oreo cookie, but it was the size of a tuna sandwich. And it was amazing.
Why not just eat like a few Oreos?
I'm right? Sorry, what?
Last question that's not from the Kids Bigger Questions. I saw you at a performance last week, and it was you and Sarah Benincasa, who I find hilarious, and some other people. And I walk in, and my girlfriend and I walk in, and I thought it was a stand-up show. It was not a stand-up show. It was a show for... It was like a storytelling show.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we found that out, we assumed that it was going to be awful.
Oh.
It was not. It was amazing. Like, that's how I knew you're actually funny. You're very good, and all the other performers were very good, and you made storytelling not boring.
Oh, thank you.
What do you like to do that stuff, or do you like to do stand-up more?
I think storytelling is great. I'm new. I mean, I'm pretty new to stand-up, and I'm new to storytelling, and I find it all exciting.
Okay.
It's work for me. It's not like, oh, I just woke up with 15 ideas and a new story and 50, you know, a new hour of stand-up. It takes time for me to kind
of
germinate.
So you don't develop an hour of stand-up a week?
I'm like Louis C.K., you know? So I just, like, I throw out my old stuff, you know, and I like... No, I don't do that. I maybe get like a new joke every couple months. It's sad.
How many open mics do you hit?
Maybe like I try to at least go to once a week. I have like a big life, you know. I try to like have balance and shit.
Is it fun making excuses for your craft?
It's the best.
Fantastic. We're going to end this interview with a question for the Kids Book of Questions.
I have important things to do.
Like what?
Like live my
there
life.
You go.
I don't know. No,
between
nothing.
Two, pick another
snack.
Reason. Snacking is fun. Oh, really? Because open mic, you can't just eat the entire time?
Nice. Let's move on to the next question.
200. Yes. Please pick a number between 1 and 253.
13.
13. Why 13?
I don't know.
13's been taken. You get 25.
Okay.
Fantastic. 25. If you knew that by being the teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose all of your friends and be teased by everyone, but that you would later grow to be very successful and happy, would you do it?
Sorry, I kind of zoned out for a minute.
If you knew that by being teacher's pet for 2 years, you would lose all of your friends and be teased by everyone, comma, but that you would later grow to be very successful and happy, comma, you would do it.
I would do it?
Would you do it?
Oh. I don't know. I guess.
You guess.
I'd have ADD. I need extended time on these things and Adderall.
Do you have any Adderall?
On you right now.
No, do you have any drugs to offer the crowd?
I don't drugs for the crowd. I didn't bring extra drugs for the crowd.
So you have some drugs in the building.
But not for the crowd.
But not enough for everyone. It's like someone's birthday. You brought like 2 cupcakes. So if someone just strong arms you, they can have a very fantastic night.
We'll see about that.
Plugs, let's plug.
Okay, I have a show tomorrow, Don't Block the Box, at Wonderland Ballroom.
Oh, that's a fantastic place. Go to the Wonderland Ballroom tomorrow night.
Yeah, and then just, you know, check out the blog, I'm Remembering.com.
I'm Remembering.com. It's a
and,
very fun blog.
And let's hang out, I don't know.
And we're all going to hang out with Hillary. Please put your hands together for Hillary Buckles, everybody. She's playing. Clap for Sadie, everybody.
Awesome.
I agree. It is awesome. Who am I speaking with?
Dave.
Dave from what?
Drawbridges.
Dave from Drawbridges. Woo! No, you're the front man for Drawbridges.
Yeah.
Why did you start this band?
I write a lot of songs.
You wrote a lot of songs, but yeah. You have another band.
Yeah.
What's the name of the other band?
Mittenfields.
Say it again.
Mittenfields.
Mittenfields.
Yeah.
How would you... M-I-T-T-E-N feels?
Yeah.
Mittenfield. Is it hard to speak because your beard gets in the way?
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke, yeah. Gets in the way. How many rum and Cokes have you had?
Not many. Just like... I don't know. Not many.
Are you having any fun right now?
I am.
You are?
I am.
What's a fun night for you? What does that entail?
Bingo.
Bingo?
Yes.
Where's your favorite place to play bingo?
14th and H.
14th and H, just on the corner of 14th
right.
and H. Just
yes.
Plain bingo.
Yes.
By the Checkers.
By the Checkers.
Have you gone to that Checkers?
Twice.
How was it?
Today.
Today. You went twice today.
Twice, yeah.
You don't weigh 400 pounds. I don't believe you.
I only eat twice a week.
You only eat twice a week, yeah. But you chose to do it today.
That's
in
right.
One afternoon,
that
morning, at Checkers on 14th and H.
Anxiety.
What did you eat?
Burgers.
What kind of burgers?
Fattening burgers.
Fattening burgers. Both meals?
No.
What did you eat the first meal? Burgers.
Burgers.
What did you eat the second meal?
Chicken.
Chicken. What? How was the chicken prepared?
With burgers.
With burgers.
That's right.
How were the burgers, the patty or the burgers, the bread for the chicken sandwich? Was it a sandwich?
No, it was like two burgers.
Okay.
Inside of two burgers.
Inside of two burgers.
That's right.
So it's like two double.
They're competing. They're competing against KFC.
So it was like two Big Macs with a chicken in between.
Four burgers.
Four burgers.
That's right.
Four burgers.
That's right.
How much did that cost?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
More than 10?
Credit card.
Credit card.
Yeah.
What kind of credit do you use?
I don't have good credit.
Are you happy with your credit card company?
No.
What can they be doing to make your experience better?
Give me more credit.
Give you more credit. Yes. How would you use that credit?
More burgers.
More burgers. When you order a burger, do you say, I want it rare, or say, I want it well done, or you just let the chef do his thing?
Do they have chefs at Checkers?
I'm asking you that, sir. I'm not a pleasant like you. I don't go to Checkers.
Sometimes.
I said pleasant instead of peasant.
No, sometimes I go, yeah.
Where are you from?
In Texas.
Do you miss it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Why'd you move here?
No, actually, I don't miss it.
You do miss it?
No.
You don't miss it?
No, but I might be going back for South by Southwest.
You're going home for South by Southwest?
Possibly, yes.
Where in Texas are you from?
San Antonio.
San Antonio?
That's right.
How did you say that word?
I don't sound like I'm from Texas.
No, you don't.
No.
You sound like you could read a book.
That's right.
Do people in Texas read books?
Only if they eat burgers.
Only if they eat burgers.
Yeah, that's right.
What's your favorite meal?
You can't guess that by now.
Is it burger?
No.
Poached eggs.
Whatever the audience is yelling out.
Poached salmon.
Yes.
Poached.
Sure.
Do you understand why these band interviews don't go nearly as long?
Say again.
Let's end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 3.
3.
Fantastic.
Awesome.
Has anyone said, hey, you're being too loud? Because I'm going to guess no.
That would be correct.
Actually, his bands are really loud.
His band is really loud.
Not this one, but Mittenfields. I quit it because it was too loud.
Mittenfields.
Yeah, yeah. She left the band.
How do you feel about that?
Well, she's in this band, so she didn't leave both of them. I offered lots of burgers, too.
Burgers.
I'm a vegetarian.
You're a vegetarian. That's why they didn't, it didn't work out.
Vegetarian burgers.
He actually did offer me a piece of pizza with meat on it today, which is not kosher and not vegetarian.
Do you follow kosher?
Well, by accident, because I'm a vegetarian.
Why do you, are you Jewish?
I am Jewish.
Do you believe in that stuff?
Not really.
Good call. Okay, number 3. Are you ready?
Yeah.
You're locked in. Focused.
Yes.
Had enough burgers to maintain enough protein.
No, never enough burgers.
Is that your answer? Never enough burgers. Possibly. If your mother promised to be home at 2 in the afternoon to take you to the movies but didn't show up until supper time and didn't even phone, what would be a good punishment for her? Would punishing her be likely to make her on time in the future? Answer now.
I would have forced a lot of burgers down her throat. And that's not one of the answers that you would want.
That's any answer.
That's right.
I just want the truth.
That is the truth.
Thanks for doing this, buddy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking around. I don't have money, but I'd buy you all drinks if I did. Okay, please put your hands together. Open your ears for Drawbridges, everybody. Drawbridges.
4, 5, 6. Two, three, four. Guns
dawn tonight. Will you ever see the light? Will you not, if you ever seen a light? It goes on!
Thank you for sticking around. I promise there's more to me about than burgers. All right, this next song is called Talk to Me. One, two, three, go.
Take the time.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing tonight? All right. Are you about to slit your wrist, Sadie?
Yes.
Okay. All right, this next song is called Oh, 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 Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not enough for me. Climbing over silence, looking for room to breathe. Oxygen cuts me off and butterflies take their flight. Broken wings can only mean one thing. Don't mention time. They'll say, oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. They'll say, oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. All in vain, they say I know. You took the call to get the ghosts, and I don't know where the ghosts are. Loosen up that dress, oh God. Loosen, go and take your time. Go to bed and see the sun. Don't know how to go. We say, some nerve to think that on your own, without a way to my heart, and I'll say no, 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 no. Don't you go, go, go. Leave me on this low. Oh, oh, only I love. Oh, 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 oh. Oh,
Thank you.
Yeah!
So for the last song for this podcast, Jessica and Sadie are going to do a tune for you guys.
Thanks for letting me do this. I'm trying to learn how to sing and play at the same time, and I played this song for them and they liked it, so that's why we're going to give it a shot here.
And who's it a cover of?
This is an Alice Russell song. Alice Russell is one of those soul singers out of the UK right now, and it's called Mean to Me.
Thanks for sticking around, everybody. I really appreciate it. Drawbridges are not done, but they are done for the podcast. So, listener at home, move to Washington, D.C., or just visit, and you'll see the rest of the show. Or turn 21, and then you can see the rest of the show, and everybody will be better for that. Thanks to all of our guests. I want to thank Aaron from D.C. Please put your hands together for Aaron. Aaron, you'd get a lot more applause if you were still here, you fucking dick. And I want to thank Hillary. Hillary was absolutely fantastic. She is still here. I'm remembering. Google her. She's Googleable. And Drawbridges, everybody. Please put your hands together for Drawbridges. And Sadie, my wonderful, wonderful band of the evening. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to the Looking Glass Lounge. You're going to die sooner or later. You might as well spend your money here before you croak. Thanks to the Looking Glass Lounge. Once again, have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.